The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Smokes, North Dakota, after a wonderful What's in Your Town tour event yesterday. And my thanks to everybody there for a wonderful hospitality. Look forward to visiting Oaks again and other communities all across the Northern Plains in our What's in Your Town tour. Back in studio today to take your phone calls and find out what's on your mind. Here's the telephone number. It's 800-228-0550. Hope that's right there in your speed dial, in your favorites list. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com takes your emails, and there's also a way to comment right there at studio at whatsonyourmind.com. Also, our Facebook page, a welcome place to weigh in. Guests on the program today will include Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, a new day in the oil industry, tougher penalties regarding flaring. We're going to talk about what was recently approved by the North Dakota Industrial Commission from the perspective of the industry. We're going to talk with the American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of Congressional Relations, Patricia Wolf. A lot of growers in our audience going to their accountants going, hey, what the heck is the deal with these new rules here? Tax code changes causing some great consternation. A promised congressional fix is supposedly going to take care of all of it, but where's that at? We're going to get to the bottom of those two issues as well. In the meantime, we just want to know what is on your mind. Quite the situation going on down in Texas. Yesterday, we spent some time on Northern Plains concerns, folks here in the heartland saying, you know, this mess at the border has to be fixed. So President Obama had a planned trip there today for fundraisers, believe it or not. And Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, had sent President Obama a letter on Monday and said, you know, you need to get down here. You just need to get down here and you need to see this. And it was the actual letter requested a substantive meeting on what Governor Perry called the humanitarian and national security crisis enveloping the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas. And the White House responded evidently and said, hey, he's going to be down there. Why don't you come to the airport and say hello? And Perry said, thanks, but no thanks. I have to admit, when I first saw that, I thought, you know, that seems a little petty. Like, I get that he sent him a letter, and I get that he wants a substantive meeting, but, you know, if all you got's a handshake, go there and make some noise about the border crisis with a handshake. Now, there's a lot of frustration over this issue in our audience, and I'm sure among someone like Rick Perry, who's dealing with it at what's being called ground zero of this crisis down at the Rio Grande Valley. But is snubbing the president with no handshake the way to go? What would you do, Todd, if you were invited to go down there, you disagree with the guy, you're not going to vote for the guy, you're mad about a crisis, would you blow off the invite?
You still shake the guy's hand, you still take the high road, you still do the right thing, you still be the bigger man.
Well, I thought the same thing when I first heard this, but you know, I think he's been vindicated, because guess what, all of a sudden, when the White House briefing yesterday was all set to be dominated by, you know, hey, Perry said no thanks, and why aren't you know, taking him up on a substantive meeting? Then they evidently scheduled rather hastily a roundtable with civic and religious leaders to discuss this crisis, and not actually going down there, but it is a roundtable, and they invited Rick Perry to participate, and he's going to meet with the president to discuss this. So maybe his tactic worked. Maybe it was the right way. Maybe it was right to refuse the handshake to, prompt a more serious meeting. I don't know. Tell us what you think. Because I have to admit, when I first heard it, I was with Todd. Take the opportunity. Go there and, you know, and do that. Anyway, let us know.
There are going to be plenty of people who are going to be happy that, you know, he does snub him or whatever. But I don't know. I still think you just go ahead and take the high road and whatever. But
I can't believe the president was going to go down there and actually do fundraisers. And when this crisis is brewing, so I think you know, Perry writing the letter, Perry saying no on the other thing makes some sense. There's a lot of angst among Republican leaders right now, and obviously you're governor of a state dealing with this. You're going to be just flat out frustrated to no end. So this was obviously how he decided to do it, and at least they're is some sort of a meeting today, whether it's a photo op or not, I don't know. Sarah Palin, by the way, wrote an op-ed, said it's time for impeachment. She just said it's time for impeachment. So and this was the crisis she cited as breaking straw that broke the camel's back to say, you know what, this is it.
And
enough
that
is enough.
Has been out there already anyway, so yeah, just how many more straws do we need to break that camel's back? Maybe just one.
Here's what she said. Enough is enough of the years of abuse from the president. His unsecured border crisis is the last straw that makes the battered wife say, no mas. Without borders, there is no nation. Obama knows this. Opening our borders to a flood of illegal immigrants is deliberate. Sarah Palin right on that? Is she right on impeachment? There you go, folks. Couple of issues we can start with today. And let's get to the phones at 800-228-0550. Lake Park, Minnesota. Daniel, turn your radio down if you would, so we can chat with you. Otherwise, it'll be a little difficult because we have a delay. So turn the radio down and then talk to me on your telephone and tell me what's on your mind, Daniel. You there, Daniel?
Hello?
Hi,
yeah,
there, sir.
Here.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Say, would any of I'm not for Obama. I'm not sticking up for him. But if you would cause massive diseases in an area like tuberculosis, apparently a border guard got tuberculosis. Or not tuberculosis, I can't. Anyways, would you go down and shake people's hands and visit where there were diseases like that? Even though you know you were responsible for that? You'd stay away. And that's why Obama opened the gate, caused this. He ain't going to go and jump in the middle of the cesspool. I'm sorry, I don't mean to call all these people diseased and everything.
Well, I mean, there's no shortage of stories about, I heard an unbelievable report out of an emergency room on one of the news channels yesterday. I forget what show it was, that described firsthand reports from medical workers down there of the conditions that are unbelievable. I'll pull up the report and share it in a moment. But your point is he's not going because of health reasons that he's
afraid of getting the Ebola virus has been found in one border patrol guard. I'm surprised that isn't hitting the news like crazy. And he, you know, this is all because, you know, thank you, Obama. Now 50,000 or 40,000 of those people got released before all this happened. So now they're all over in the United States. You're going to see within the next few months all these diseases coming throughout all the states. This has to be stopped now, people. I mean, I think Palin is right. This is a situation that needs to get him off the seat now. He is not, I don't think he is mentally stable to be president, because when you do this and you don't think of the consequences which are going to happen, you can't be mentally solid in the head.
Daniel, thanks for the opinions. Appreciate the call. I'm not qualified to issue that diagnosis, but I have to tell you, politically, there's a lot of stupid things going on. I mean, yesterday in Colorado playing pool with a photo op, when you got a crisis like this going on. Remember the grief that George W. Bush got about flying over Katrina, which he later explained that he did to stay out of the way. But people said he was aloof. Imagine playing pool while a crisis like this was going on. I'll find that medical story I'm telling you about, too, to go to his point. Let's go to other calls. Jim Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
How you doing? Listen, he's trying to create a pandemic. You know, that way he can eliminate half the population without a problem. And that's really what's going on. That's all I got to say.
Wait a minute now. You're saying that he wants in other words, but the children that have come across illegally evidently have come with a number of diseases. You're saying he's not doing anything about it because he wants those diseases to come here and spread? That kind of
Absolutely.
Pandemic?
Absolutely. He wants to eliminate half the population. That's his goal. That's why he's there.
But, Jim, help me understand how he would he'd pick which half of the population he eliminates.
Well, if he creates a pandemic with all these illegal aliens, he's got his game at hand. He's got the Saul Alinsky game all wrapped up, in my opinion. He's a student of Saul Alinsky,
Right. Well, I get that, but I'm having trouble connecting that to the wish for a pandemic. I think that's a little far-fetched, but it's your opinion. Pat, you're next on the program from Beulah. Go ahead, Pat.
I think that last caller was right on. He knew, he knows about all these diseases, and that's why he started the Obamacare. The whole nation is going to be full of diseases, and luckily we'll have Obamacare to take care of everybody.
You chuckle.
I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, all right. So what's going on? I mean,
I think it's insane that we're letting these people in. I mean, you know, what happens when the next round of humanitarianism has to be, you know, I don't see any good outcome in stuff like that, letting these people in.
Pat, thanks for the call. Up against the break, Pat and Beulah, and others waiting to weigh in. Some that have come in off the air as well. You bet. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. Palin on impeachment. Perry on no thanks on a handshake. Who's right? Let us know what you think.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU Pest Management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play Stores. Simply type NDSU Pest Management in the search bar and click Enter. The NDSU Pest Management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Channel.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Summer's here. That's the good news. Bad news, the bugs are out. Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash with a great solution. Megan, how can you help truckers get the bugs out?
Absolutely. We've got a new chemical called Bug Magic that'll get the bugs off. It's included with every wash, and it's also available for retail sale.
What a deal. And they're open 24-7 now. No wait time, especially at night. Just a good time to get in there. 24-7. They're cleaning. They're getting rid of the bugs. Your truck at the North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Summer's here. That's a good...
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, July 7th, 2014, gold opened at $13.1640. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.6413, $682.07 for a half ounce, or $341.03 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.6413, $682.07, and $341.03.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
A lot of other people have forgotten how Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona, was used by President Obama for a photo op on the tarmac in Phoenix. The mainstream media ridiculed her for after the handshake where she tried to actually talk about Arizona issues with Obama. Perry, I think, was smart for the way he handled it. Thanks.
Appreciate the call, and you are right. That Jan Brewer situation was... was amazing. And look, you got to give Rick Perry credit. As I say, when I first heard this, I thought, you know what, I would just continue to get in his face as much as possible and, you know, take your chances on quote unquote being used. But gutsy move, and now he's sitting down on a round table, and it'll be hard for the president to say, And by the way, all instigated by Perry himself, who invited the president for a substantive meeting on this issue. Here's the report I was talking about. It's out of Lackland Air Force Base on the medical situation with the illegal immigrant children being held there. It's one giant emergency room. This is from Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio. It's one giant emergency room. They tell me tuberculosis is becoming a very dangerous issue there. Nurses say the number of children representing symptoms of tuberculosis is simply staggering. Spitting up blood, chest pains, constant coughing. There's at least three confirmed cases for the illegals in Austin, Texas. The federal government is covering up the threat of the health crisis. Let me repeat that report. The federal government is covering up the threat of the health crisis. They say the kids have scabies. They also say they have chicken pox and lice so severe they can be seen crawling down the faces of the children. That's the news report I was talking about, to the earlier caller's point, that there are some real health threats as a result of that. Here's Jeanette Minot. You're next on What's in Your Mind. Go ahead.
Is this me?
It is.
Oh, hi. I agree with you, but, you know, what I don't understand is there shouldn't be this great big issue on immigration. Number one, where can you and I go anywhere in this country without a passport? Why is it so accessible to these people? And now with this disease thing, it's just ridiculous. I don't know why we just can't go back to the law, you know, and just allow these people in here. It's going to be endless. You know, and where are they going to go? You know? It's just terrible. So I was just wondering, what do you think? I think that do-nothing Congress is a problem, too. Somebody should step in and change all this. Do you agree?
Yeah, well, Congress now is being asked to put up billions of dollars.
I know, and it's ridiculous.
To deal with it. Yeah, we've got an email from a listener that said, and he wanted to ask this question of Congressman Kramer, who actually will not be on today for the usual Wednesday Talk Radio Town Hall because of the congressional schedule. There's actually a big hearing on the EPA open waters proposal. And so Congressman Kramer, that happened to be right during the program, so unable to join us. But this listener, Charles in Fargo, wanted us to ask him, if Congress is considering appropriating money to help these children who are being bused into our country, then Congress should give the money to churches and religious organizations to help take care of these kids rather than just giving the money to the Obama administration. The bureaucracy of this administration has proven itself corrupt and cannot be trusted with blank checks. Would Congressman Kramer support this and discuss this with the congressional leadership? Kind of going to your point, I guess.
Well, I think that's exactly, you know, true. But I just don't know what we're going to do about this. This is getting so terribly out of hand. You know.
Well, Sarah Palin's answer is begin impeachment proceedings on the president. Is that too strong?
I think that that should have been done a long time ago. How come that he gets away with all this stuff? And are they afraid? What is the problem? I just don't understand. He definitely should be impeached because he doesn't even go through, you know, Congress or anything. He just does his own way. And many times.
Here's my worry on impeachment at this point on the calendar. When you have a Senate hanging in the balance, which effectively, if it switched to Republican hands, can absolutely defang the Obama administration. It will be the it'll render the last 2 years, totally in neutral for the Obama administration. And I think if you shift to impeachment this chance, you know, you're not going to get it done before that election anyway, because the Senate's never going to go for it. It's, you know, they're busy right now trying to undo what the Supreme Court did on the Hobby Lobby decision. That's the Harry Reid, United States Senate that we get.
We need to get rid of him, that's for sure. He's another one, you know.
So my only thought is it becomes a distraction. I don't think it's doable, and with the times left, we'd be better focused on just, suing him when he's wrong, like, John Boehner is suggesting, and fighting this every step of the way. I don't think you get it done. I think you just give the media a chance to beat up on Republicans by saying, oh, they're impeaching this guy and make it racist and all kinds of other things. I share everybody's frustration on all the horrendous results of his policies, but I think it's too late for impeachment myself. Jeanette, appreciate the call. Thank you. Robert in Williston, what's your take?
Well, I think that Sarah Palin hit the nail right smack dab on the head. And it's about time people woke up. It doesn't matter where they're coming into the border down south or not. They affect the whole United States. And we're giving them more rights than we've got up here, for crying out loud. He wants $3.5 billion to set up housing for them so they can have trials and whatnot, and hearings to see whether they're going to send them back. They're not going to send them back if that's the case. That's just a stall tactic. And where do we owe them anything? We don't owe them nothing. They came into this country illegally. If I crossed into their country, I get locked up. I think we still have a Marine down there in Mexico. We have to do something about this. People need to wake up and start hollering and screaming at their representatives that they've elected and put into office, because they're obviously not doing their job. But you've got the laws to take care of this situation, and we don't use them. They're sucking our legal our system dry. Every federally funded, state funded program that there is, they just come in here and suck it dry. It's no wonder the states are going bankrupt, because that is the government. I don't know, that pretty much sums it up, what I got to say. I'm not saying anything different than the majority of the people that you talk to out here. I just don't know. It's supposed to be a democracy and the voice of the people. I don't see it that way anymore. I think we're living in a dictatorship. He does whatever he wants to do. He wants all those people in this country there. Votes for the Democrats in the future.
Robert, thanks for the call. I sense the frustration in your voice, and I hear it from a lot of folks that this is just the straw that broke the camel's back, just like Sarah Palin says. Wes Mandan, how about you? What's on your mind?
Well, when you refer to the Harry Reid Senate trying to undo what the Supreme Court did, that's similar to the Congress, the House of Reps, trying to overturn Obamacare 62,000 times after it became law. Is that similar, or is that different?
What do you mean?
Well, you said the Senate is trying to overturn what the Supreme Court did. Well, how many votes were there to change Obamacare after it became the law of the land? 23, 50.
Right, but I think it's a little different than the Supreme Court. By the way, the Supreme Court that is siding with a law by the Clintons on the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, saying, hey, you have a law. And you violated the law, Obama administration. So there's a supreme highest court in the land. So I'm not sure those are apples to apples. Obviously,
the Senate passed a law, the president signed it, it became law, and now we have all the concept.
Because they disagree with it. They disagree with it. And by the way, the vast majority of Americans do, and a huge majority of North Dakotans do. So I don't see a problem.
Know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, some calls waiting on the topic from the first hour. We'll get to a couple of you. Then we have a guest, Ron Ness, from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Then back to your calls. Then the American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of Congressional Relations next hour on a big concern in the ag world over the tax code changes recently. So all that coming up. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And you know what? $30 billion in economic impact, 60,000 jobs, energy security in America. Thanks to this industry. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council in a bit. Let's first get to a couple of these calls. Richard in Grand Forks, a retired Border Patrol agent. Is that right, Richard? I'd like your perspective on this immigration crisis.
Yes, sir. Scott, how are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Thanks for calling.
There are laws and have been laws in place passed by Congress for years to limit and prohibit this sort of thing. However, the laws are subverted through the use of administrative power or administrative policy to get around some of the laws by Congress. Well, in fact, what you're actually doing is breaking the law through administrative policy. Now, you got to take into consideration, too, what Obama is doing by his use of the allowing people in. He stated that he was going to fundamentally change America. And you go back to the history of the man. He was raised by people that didn't like America. He was schooled by people that didn't like America. And I think what he's doing is being done by design. The previous callers that you had stated about a pandemic allowing these people in. I think this is just one of the things. Maybe I'm looking at too much conspiracy involved in all of this. But the man, I think, is really trying to bring down America. And like everyone else has said, he needs to be out of there. We have a Congress that cannot do anything because it's divided. They can't seem to work together. So that's my thoughts on the whole thing. The man needs to leave.
Quick question for you, Richard. I've heard reports of some border agents suggesting that 80% of the agents along the border are dealing with this crisis, which leads me to believe, not knowing your business that well, that that would mean that, you know, hey, anybody that's trying to cross the border illegally that might be meaning to do us harm, that, you know, you're basically taking 80% of your agents who are charged with protecting the border and diverting them to this humanitarian crisis, which suggests we're pretty vulnerable right now. Would I be right?
Yes, you would be exactly right. Besides the South American immigrants that are coming in, mixed in with all of those are people from all over the world. And you have a large number of radical Muslims that come in with these people that, you know, are skidding by the children. Children are a diversion in one way. Relatives in Mexico say that the cartels are using these children also as a diversion to bring in drugs while the agents are occupied in other places.
Yeah, that's scary. Thanks, yes. Richard. Appreciate the perspective of someone who's been there, done that on the border. Dave in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. I'll tell you, the incompetency of the Obama administration, it has no end. First of all, we've got this law, of course, that they're flailing about, that they can't reject anybody off the border or fast track them on a deportation scale if they're, you know, from other countries other than Mexico or Canada. Well, that can be overridden pretty quickly with his executive orders, which he's very good at, under the guise of national security. They can do anything they want under the guise of national security. So that's point number one. Point number two, why has he not got together with these leaders of Mexico and South America and said, hey, we need this to stop. Let's stop it. Let's get it done. Let's get the message out on the radios down there to tell people to stop coming up here. That's point number two. None of that's being done. Number three, get these people on buses, stabilize them. Do whatever we got to do, rent 1,000 buses, and drive them the hell back down to where they are come from. It's just, this is just not that difficult, but nobody has got enough brains to do it.
Yeah, but that's where I struggle with whether that's, you know, because what you've described fairly describes incompetence.
Yeah.
But is it incompetence or is it by design? In other words, you've laid out some ways you'd fix it unless you don't want to fix it.
Yeah.
Right now, that might sound like some to be too strong and conspiratorial and everything else, but, you know, then why not just do the basics here? Why not get up and use the bully pulpit to say, stop, don't send your children here. Don't send them 1,000 miles through a dangerous desert into a very difficult situation. Don't do this, people. I don't hear that.
No, I don't either. And it just baffles me. I mean, going, you know, the man can't be that stupid, but maybe he is that stupid.
Is it that? Is it just flat out incompetence? Don't want to take, or is it that don't waste the crisis?
I mean, what is?
I mean, maybe we want the crisis so we can say, see, we just got to deal with this. We've got to fundamentally reform. We got to do it my way on immigration. We can't do it your way.
Maybe so. Where is the goal line? What is the ends to the, you know, the means to the end here?
Good thoughts and good discussion prompter there, Dave. Thank you. Phil and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, hi. Echoing what the previous caller just said, this is absolutely by design. And I will give you a quote from Rahm Emanuel, the former chief of staff of the Obama administration. Never let a crisis go to waste. And if you don't have one, you can create one. And this is definitely a created crisis. Now, you can't tell me that it's impossible to secure the border. Every time somebody says, oh, it's impossible to secure the border, I want to stick forks in my eyes. You want to learn how to secure a border? You can call in South Korea. They're really good at keeping North Korean infiltrators out. In fact, you could hire a bunch of old East German guys. You could get them cheap. They'll work as independent contractors. You won't have to give them a dental plan. And they can show you how to secure a border. Real easily. So enough, you know, it's gone on too far. You're going to have a created crisis out of myriad, because sooner or later, somebody's going to start shooting, and God knows what the administration's response is going to be to that.
Two schools of thought here, one incompetence, the other by design. Phil and Bismarck, thank you for that. Appreciate it very much. We did connect up with Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, who joins us on the program. And by the way, we'll return to this topic next hour as well, because obviously folks have some concerns about it and are frustrated about it, have some solutions for it, some answers, and so we want to give you a place to vent. That's why we call it What's on Your Mind. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council joining us to talk about some recent action by the Industrial Commission on new penalties for flaring. Ron, thanks for joining us today.
Well, Scott, I was listening, and I was trying to think, how do we put
put these people to work.
Yeah, no kidding. We got some great wisdom out there trying to, you know, that's what I love about our audience. It isn't about lamenting it as much as it's rolling up the sleeves and trying to figure it out, right?
If you've ever gone through the process of trying to bring, I know farmer friends and others that try and bring people here to on work visas and to go through that process to get someone in the U.S. for a real actual live job is impossible. They hire consultants and spend a lot of money and just to get people officially here for a job and a place to live. So it's quite an interesting, but yeah, I can talk about flaring today, Scott.
Yeah, and that's another area where a lot of us are rolling up our sleeves trying to say, hey, nobody likes it. Let's get a solution. And there is one that's been on the table in asking that producers put forward a plan when they apply for a well. And what's new now is some penalties when that ultimately doesn't happen according to plan. What's your reaction to what the Industrial Commission has done recently?
Well, the meeting last week was about essentially if you don't meet the plan and you're not reaching the capture targets that were set earlier by the Industrial Commission and you go in the penalty box, what's going to happen? And there are lots of questions resulting from that order issued by the Industrial Commission. We think it was probably, a little strong in terms of you're going right to curtailment if you're not meeting that threshold from the day of the audit or however that's going to work, that you're going to be curtailed until you reach that threshold. Seeing a lot of investment, a lot of those things take place, but we were probably hoping for more of how are you going to get into compliance, not you're going to be curtailed, because that is significant ramifications certainly for producers and mineral owners and others who are building that infrastructure to go get that gas, but ultimately it curtails your oil. That's what it's curtailing. In that oil is the associated gas. So we're not overly happy about that, but it is the process that we have. One of the things that you've seen happen in the last few weeks here is that all of a sudden you're seeing some major announcements, and there was a hearing at the Capitol yesterday and talking about all of a sudden the availability of capital for the midstream folks is readily available. I think a couple of things have happened. Number one, producers and the industry is extremely concerned about rail markets and getting products out by rail. You're seeing some people really say, okay, we have to get more pipes in the ground. We have to get pipelines to key markets in order to get the price that we need for this Bakken oil. So you're seeing pipelines come forward with major announcements. But in addition, I think that the gas capture plans have started to work. We're going to see a pretty significant reduction in flaring, we hope, just because people are now, it's now on the top of the list in terms of what the board of directors are thinking about. You've got historically you've had a year. You really didn't, you produced your oil. You saw what the gas was going to do. You went out to a gas collection company. We call them a midstream company. You signed an agreement with them and you waited for them to come get your gas. Well, that they've really reversed that relationship with what they've done now is now the producer, before you go get the permit, you have to have a plan in place and you have to show when and how and where that gas is going to be connected. So you bring in that midstream company, even though you've contracted your gas with them, you're now really in partnership with them because you're going to be the one that's penalized. So you're going to draw them into this discussion. Before it's like renting out your land. When the renter got it planted, he got it planted. You didn't really worry about it if it was a cash rent deal. But now it's totally reversed that relationship. So it's before day one versus really day 365. And that's going to have an impact.
All right, I want to talk a little bit about that impact when we come back. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council here talking about flaring and some new rules from the Industrial Commission. Calls, questions, comments, welcome to 800-280-550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Is What's on Your Mind? Questions or comments, welcome on the program at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Ron Ness with the North Dakota Petroleum Council here. We're talking flaring and getting Ron's reaction from the industry perspective of the new rules on flaring. And let's see here. Steve and Tioga has a question, so we'll go to Steve, and then I want to come back to a question just on the impact specifically to, if we do get to curtailment, what that looks like, what that means. But Steve, we'll go to you first for Ron Ness. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, good morning. My question to Ron is, I hear so much about the collection of natural gas for refining. What is the possibility of these oil companies putting the natural gas back into a formation that they could recover later? I believe Canada is very big on that. I'll get off the air and listen to the message.
Steve, Steve, that's a good question. And what he's essentially talking about is, can you re-inject the gas? And, you know, they've done that in Alaska for a long time. You re-inject the gas back into the formation. I'm not the expert on that. We don't have, you know, great gas storage reservoirs in North Dakota. The one possibility down the road would be that you could, you know, re-inject gas into the Bakken Formation and then use it as a secondary recovery method, much like you would use CO2. However, this gas is so rich, it's got a lot of other elements that you typically, for that, you just need like a methane gas. So, but I think that's going to be something that's looked at in terms of what do we use to get more oil out of this reservoir. Traditionally, in a traditional oil field like we've had in North Dakota since 1951, you produce your primary oil from the initial well with the pressurized zone. You get maybe 15 to 20% of the oil. Then you come back in, you unitize that area with all of the wells in the area, and you inject water. And that water is called secondary recovery. It forces more of the oil into the well bores, and you maybe collect another 15% of that oil. Then additionally, you come back into that formation with CO2 or a gas. And in North Dakota, the Bowman, the Cedar Hills oil field south of Rame, is now in that stage of its life in which it likely needs CO2 or it needs some type of gas injection. They've used a little bit of gas injection down there. Of course, the water was incredibly successful just 6-8 years ago. About 8 years ago, that was 40% of North Dakota's oil production is from that water flood in Bowman County, which is one of the largest in the United States. So, but that water's not going to work in the Bakken because the shale formation is too tight. So still a lot to be learned in that area. The Energy Environmental Research Center is doing a study and an analysis of what's the best secondary recovery methods in the Bakken. This is really cutting-edge technology, and we don't know just yet.
Back to my question on the impacts of this and the concerns. You mentioned earlier that curtailment is a concern. What does curtailment look like? I mean, under the law or the plan, the rules, the penalties as they're written now, what does that mean?
Well, it basically means that you could only produce your well at 100 or 200 barrels a day. So when you start looking at a world-class Bakken well with production, these wells come on big, as you know. They come on extremely big with big production early on. Then they taper out quite rapidly. That first year, they maybe reduce their production 65%, but they fall quite rapidly. So if you've got a well that's producing between 500 and 1,000 barrels a day, and all of a sudden you're restricted to 100 or 200 barrels a day, that will get your attention, certainly. And it's certainly the last resort of what we would like to see, because that has ramifications for gas contracts or oil contracts. It has significant ramifications for you know, producers, royalty owners, all of the contracts that are tied up with that oil. So, you know, I think one of the things you're going to see a lot of attention paid to is, you know, the challenges that we have on the federal lands, on the tribal lands. Those are significant issues, and that's why that curtailment in those areas, abrupt curtailment, when you just cannot get a easement on federal lands to put your pipelines into your wells, whether it's oil or gas, that means more trucks. But historically, it used to be that if you got a well and you drilled a well on federal lands, they wanted that easement in there. They wanted that pipeline in there quickly. So getting the pipeline right away was very easy on federal lands. Not the case today. It's gotten to be an additional struggle all of its own, let alone the well itself. So, and on tribal lands, the challenge there is you just have so many agencies that you have to go through to get the process completed that it's very much delayed. You know, the reservation is now 30% of our oil production, so it's a huge percentage of the activity in the Bakken is on that reservation. So it's critical that we continue to, you know, work with the tribe, but most importantly, probably those federal agencies that have jurisdiction on the reservation.
Well, just to add it to the list of challenges, many of which have been dealt with rather handily through this incredible story known as the Bakken boom. So it's just one more challenge to add to the list, right, Ron?
Well, as the Industrial Commission was discussing last week, this is an entire new paradigm for really flaring regulations, and what will likely happen is that we'll tweak ours in North Dakota, and I would assume that when you look at flaring shale gas, that the rest of the country will likely follow. So everybody's watching.
North Dakota leading again. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, thanks a bunch. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, folks. Stay tuned. If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
We live in such a fast-paced world. It's always go, go, go. When I'm out for a run, it's my time. It's the best way to start your day. Crossing the line of that marathon, it's the biggest reward you can get. I want my customers to achieve their goals and go above and beyond. I'm Nikki Ladeghi, and I'm one of the running experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.